Om Shanti. So we'll begin with, you're here for a bhakti, right? Yes? It's not your silence, is it? No, okay. So, can you not hear at the back? So anyway, the plan is that first half an hour we'll just have sitting meditation where I will give a commentary and then I'd like you to reflect on that. And then for the second half hour I will give you some questions. So does everybody have pen and paper? Is that somebody translating? Okay, so you need pen and paper for that, so maybe get it ready now so there's not too much noise afterwards. And then for the last hour, we'll do meditation lab. So is there anyone here who's already done the meditation lab? The med lab that Aruna has created, has anybody done that? You did it already? Okay. So just a couple of you though, right? Okay, so we'll do some of that then as well, which is, again, kind of creative meditation, but it's all exercises that... So regarding the... meditation lab. It's basically just creative exercises, okay? Things that Baba talks about, but we talk about them more than actually do them. So what we will do is actually kind of be it, you know? Just follow the instructions. As Baba also says, just follow the Srimad and, you know, you will get the success. So I'd like to just request that when I guide you through that, just follow the instructions and then, of course, allow yourself the flexibility and creativity to, you know, to experience whatever you want to. But in terms of where to go, what to do, walk, stop, whatever, close your eyes, open your eyes, just follow those instructions. Everybody has pen and paper? If not, you can ask somebody for paper now. Okay, so just sit comfortably and as always just try and focus on a point in front. Like you now to really get into the consciousness of being the master over this body. We say that I am a soul, and the soul is the master over the senses. So right now, position yourself. Every king, every ruler, every master has to position himself. So right now, get seated in the center of the forehead, on the seat of your soul. And from here you can see very clearly the view of your future, the view of your life, and ask yourself the question, am I happy? And if not, why not? This is not the time for questions yet. Just sit with Baba now. And just try and feel. Try and get into your left brain instead of your right brain. Try and get into your right brain, which is the creative side, the emotional side, the feeling side, instead of the left brain, which is the logic, the analysis. So what is this happy feeling? And am I happy because of something? Or am I happy just because I am a happy soul? My innate quality is to be happy. Let every cell of your body be happy. So here I am, the master, and I am now a happy master. When I'm happy, I'm fully in control, fully in charge of my life. And so as a happy king, I take myself upwards, outwards, away from the pull of this world, towards the soul world. And I arrive at the subtle regions. And there waiting for me is Bab Dada. Baba in Brahma Baba, waiting with open arms. As though especially waiting for me. feel that I've arrived home. Where all my burdens, responsibilities are taken over by Baba. I feel I have someone Drishti, and this drishti just makes me melt. This drishti cleanses the soul, purifies me. Puts his hand on my head. And I really feel blessed. I feel as though all his powers are being channeled into I, the soul. And my self-worth begins to increase. I begin to feel recharged. I feel like a flower that has been given water. I am revived. And now Baba asks me to sit next to him. And I sit down next to him. And we are both looking out at the globe, and Baba asked me to help him in this task, this great task of uplifting the world. And Baba is giving Sakash to the world. Sakash is a combination of light and might. And I follow Baba. and we send out together. This light that is a light that is filled with good wishes and pure feelings. Trying to give hope to every soul. That there is another way. Trying to cool down the fire of anger in all the souls. Trying to help Mother Earth because she is also bleeding. Your consciousness so powerful, so charged up, that you can light up the world. And then when you're ready, we will go to the soul world. And in the soul world, there is absolute stillness, absolute silence. To see, despite all the sounds around you, if you can just experience that absolute stillness and silence. Stillness means stillness of mind, where you are just sitting in one thought for as long as you can. So if it's a thought to be light, you are light. Not making effort to be light, but just really being and experiencing light. Or pure, purity. Being and experiencing being pure as long as you can. And now just sit in front of the Supreme Sun. As though you are sunbathing. You don't have to do anything. Just sit in front of that big light. The sun of love or the sun of knowledge. Or the sun of compassion, forgiveness, and just absorb the light, the love, Okay, and when you're ready, I'd like you to get your pen and paper. Just try to keep that consciousness. Try not to talk, try not to move. Would you say that so I'd like you to see how would you describe the current phase of your Brahmin life? Would you say that it's joyful, playful, or a struggle, or complicated, or a learning curve? What is it? Just take a few moments, put a few words down that describe the current phase of your Brahmin life. next question. What language are you speaking? So it's not English or French, but what are the words, what is the way that you talk to yourself? Or what language do you use when you have to deal with something? Do you say, oh, it's difficult, it's complicated? Or do you say, oh, great, that's good, perfect? So just write down what you use more of and what you should use more of. Next question. All of us have this imaginary crown, but the crown kind of gets knocked about, and the crown is not straight because some situation or another continues to bug me or trigger me, disturb me. So we say that you have to fix your crown. So in what area do you have to fix your crown? Where do you lose your crown the most? Next question. What excites you most about Brahmin life? What excites you most about Brahmin life? question. What is your greatest fear? What is your greatest fear? And just answer as you understand the question. There's no right or wrong about the question. Just answer it as you understand the question. Next, I'd like you to write down the words that you like to hear the most. Write down the words that you would like to hear the most. Just be genuine with the answers, because nobody's going to see your answers. So if you like hearing that you are good, just put that down. Okay, next. Is there a situation in your life now? It's either a situation or a person that is a bit difficult. And if so, write down what you feel you need to do for yourself to deal with that situation. Not how you need to fix the other person, but what do you need to do? Is it be patient? Is it step away? Is it be an observer? Is it to be proactive, to be kind, kinder to that person? Okay, and now next question. There are certain messages that have been coming to you in different ways, either from the drama or from people or Baba's Murli. What is the message? What is the message for you that is coming? Can you pick it up? Events in the drama or certain things repeated by Baba in the Murli, or you meet people and they say, oh, you are like this, or you should be doing this. Okay, and last question. How would you describe your relationship with Baba? How would you describe or define your relationship with Baba? Quality of your relationship, and the other is which relationship. So it could be father or I mean, it could be father and a strict father, or it could be father and a loving father. So what's the relationship, and then what's it like? Your best relationship. Okay, so take those questions and then reflect on them even later. And I'm sure other answers will come to you. And then just use that to kind of really gauge your efforts and improve your efforts. Because if I don't sit with myself, and if I don't know myself, you know, like a real athlete has to really know his strengths and his weaknesses. And then he needs to know in which area he needs to flex his muscles more or exercise more. So anyway, sit with that, sit with Baba, talk to Baba and see where that takes you. Okay, I'd like you to put everything down now and then just stand up. Just pace out in the middle here. So you all need to warm up a little bit, right? You're all a bit cold? Yeah, okay. So, I'd like you to imagine that... Well, we're all Brahmins, right? Anybody here doesn't get up for Amrit Vela? Everybody gets up for Amrit Vela? Yes? Good. So I'd like you to imagine that you have actually woken up late. So you've woken up late and you've missed your Amrit Vela and you're about to miss your class and you're not very happy. And you have to run around and get happy, and you have to get yourself organized. So I'd like everybody to just start running, and I'd like you to go and get ready, right? You have to prepare your breakfast, you have to prepare your borg, you have to iron your clothes. Come on, I don't see you rushing. Vienni, show them how. Rajesh? Yeah, quickly have a shower. I don't think Dr. Nirmala is going to be very happy with me. Oh, look, I've just burnt my kurta. Have to get another one. Brahmin life is so stressful. Everything is so difficult. Oh, I forgot to put the water in the borg tray. Let me go run, get the water, put the water for Baba. Otherwise he'll be thirsty. I don't see you rushing. Come on. Oh, gotta remember Baba while I'm running around. Baba, you're so sweet. You've got to help me.
okay, I get out, I get into the car, or I'm running to the bus stop, or the bike. Oh, almost missed that car. Be careful. Oh, the traffic light. Okay, stop. Close your eyes. And just observe what's happening to your body. And just observe the heart beating, the blood rushing. And is this how I want to live my Brahmin life? And all the tension that's in the shoulders. Just observe what we're doing to the body as we go about rushing, trying to get many things done in the day. It's not good for the body or the soul. So just take a deep breath and say to yourself, I need to slow down. I'd like to slow down. Okay, open your eyes. I'd like you to imagine that I, the soul, I'm just a few inches above the body, looking down at this body, the puppet. And I, the soul, am the puppeteer that's going to make this puppet work. You understand? So the soul is holding the strings to the body, the puppet. So I'd like you to only, you know, take a step when the soul says to take a step. Or when the soul says to move the hand, or when the soul says to look there. I'd like you to walk around the room, but in complete synchronicity between soul and body. But the soul is in charge, not the body is rushing. And then you think, oh, what happened? Okay? The soul is the puppeteer. The body's the puppet. So yeah, just be fully conscious. And be fully conscious of using the body. Really in control of the body? Or does the body have its own mind? We think it does, but it doesn't have its own mind. We have lost the control over the body. So take every step in the awareness, I, the soul, am the master. I decide what happens to this body. Even to breathe deeply, gently, I signal the body. Angels, Rajesh, Vianney, Sarah. So keep walking. My angels will bring around some flowers. I'd like you to pick a flower from the tray. Whichever flower you fancy, just pick that and stay with that. Get the flower, I'd like you to observe the flower. One tray on this side, please. And just observe the beauty of nature. Look at the colors. Look at the texture. Just raise your hands if you haven't received a flower. Nature always has the best design, the best color combination. Maybe it has a fragrance. So take a moment to appreciate nature. And that it's so perfect. There's no way that one of us can change this flower. It's just beautiful as it is. Okay, and I'd like you now to exchange that flower with somebody else. Give a bit of drishti, a bit of love, and then appreciate the next flower. Maybe it's the same, maybe it's different. Thank you.
Okay, change again. And then appreciate that. So, you don't need to answer me, but which is better, giving or taking? Just continue. Walk around, exchange drishti. Meet another soul. Another beautiful soul. And this is such a beautiful way of exchanging love with drishti. It's such a beautiful way to connect with people. And it's so filled with peace. Okay, now keep what you have and look at it. And are you happy with it? Or did you like what you had before? And the real question is this what you're supposed to have, or the one that you picked? Because you received this based on where you were, in front of who you were at that time, in that moment. So you created this. The same for life. You can't say, why do I have this? Why is this happening to me? You're in that place, in that moment, to create that scene. Just look at your life now and just appreciate what you've created through all your exchanges of giving and taking. Don't fight it, just appreciate it. Okay, let's walk around now as angels. Get into angel consciousness. And angels walk very lightly. Angels are messengers of God. So what message are you giving? What message are you here to give? Angels walk so that even Mother Earth does not get hurt. There's the touch of an angel. And the look of an angel. As you cross each other, just give that little angelic look. Just smile at each other. Don't try and ignore each other, just smile with love. We don't smile enough. We think Brahmin life is too serious. We have to get there very fast. But there is here, now. There is no there.
It's now, it's here, in this moment. Right now, with this person, in this moment. This is where I need to be. And angels fly. Fly means I keep myself beyond. I don't get caught up in the drama. I'm light, easy, flexible. And everything is fine, everything is great. Nothing is difficult, nothing is complicated. Because in the drama, everything is perfect. So angels are, as I said, messengers of God. I work for God. God is my boss. I take my instructions from God, from Baba. So he tells me to stay light, to stay happy, stay easy. And that's what I do. Okay, just stay where you are, close your eyes. My angels, just stay where you are, appreciate being an angel, close your eyes. My angels are coming round now with incense. So just take in the fragrance. Close your eyes. And just take in the fragrance. Smells play a very important part in our life. They can bring up certain memories. And the smell business is a very big business. Millions of dollars go into smelling good. Whereas we focus on the smell of spirituality. What is the fragrance of spirituality? So just as this incense, it just takes one incense to make the whole room fragrant. So what would I say is my fragrance of spirituality that makes the whole room fragrant?
Everybody used to say that Brahma Baba used to smell so beautiful, so sweet. When they used to hold his hand to go walking, his hand would feel like cotton wool, so soft. That can only happen when I've really shed all of body consciousness. When there is no smell of body consciousness. Odor of body consciousness. And the odor is the odor of the vices. Every time I use a vice, I'm showering myself with bad odor. Every thought of impurity, is bad odor. So how do I want to smell? Just keep really clean, pure thoughts, and you will smell good. Angel. Okay, I'd like you to just walk around now, just in soul consciousness, spreading your own fragrance. And my angels will come around and give you something, but just hold it. Okay, let's walk like kings now. What does a king walk like? What does a king feel inside? And it's one king looking at another king. One king looking at another king. How would you look at another king? Baba says all of us are kings, masters of the self. Just raise your hand if you haven't received the sweet. I'd like you to take a few moments now to eat the sweet. It's going to take you 5 minutes to eat this one sweet. Because you're going to eat it in mindfulness. That means total attention on what you're eating. And really appreciating every bite. Savor every bite. We are so lucky that we are fed by God. Even if you live at home, you earn your own living, you should always think that Baba is feeding me, Baba is providing. And when we eat in mindfulness, it's actually proven now that that's the only way to lose weight. There's no other method to lose weight. Because as we eat in mindfulness, we are completely in touch with this feeling of satiation, of contentment, fulfillment. And so we stop eating. Whereas other people are watching TV, engrossed in conversation, so they never know when they're full, and so they keep eating. And we are lucky that we also cook our food in the right consciousness, offering it to Baba, filling it with those right vibes. So it's not just the physical element of food that is filling me up, but it's the love, it's the care, the kindness that's also filling the soul. They say we should chew our every bite about 42 times. We should make our food into water and our water into food. So we should chew our food so well that we are actually drinking it. And when we take water, we should chew that. Like Dadi Gulzar always says, when you drink water, every time you drink water, you remember Baba. So that's about 8 times. So really eat with gratitude now. If I feed Baba, then Baba will feed me for the rest of the cycle. If I feed Baba now in all ways, then I will be fed. I will be part of royalty throughout the cycle. And royalty doesn't have to work. Royalty is always provided for. So I will not need to work for half a cycle. So really I can be rest assured that I will be fed. This is our biggest fear, isn't it? How to earn the money so that I can buy the food, so I can eat the food, so I can survive. Just eliminate this fear from your life. Just trust that you will always be provided for. Even in the early days in Pune, Dadi used to be living in this little center in Pune. It was a little room. And Sister Jenti's mother used to come and sometimes bring Sister Jenti. And she used to make spinach, which was, you know, one of the cheapest things. So little spinach, 2 chapatis. And so she would feed some of that spinach and 1 chapati to Sister Jenti, and she would have the other chapati. You can see it's not how much, but with what quality, with what love, with what care. And that's what, in a way, gave birth to Sister Jayanti, who has become a world instrument. Just those small moments of sharing and caring. So don't think that you don't have a lot. Just give what you can with love. And it will go a long way. It will be blessed. Okay, when you're ready, you can take a seat. Angel, so angels are coming round with a blessing card. Just read the blessing card and really sit with that blessing for a few moments. Maybe if you need help with translation, the translators can help you, because the blessings are in English. I'd like you to just really take a few moments and just really absorb the blessing. Many times we receive blessings and we read them quickly and we say, yes, yes, that was good. But we don't really imbibe it. Again, what do you understand by the blessing? What are you? And what is it that you need to do? So my blessing says royalty. You understand the value of the self and others and give true regard to all. So I will think about what royalty means to me, how to give royalty to others, how to give true regard. So let's just take a few moments with Baba. Baba has blessed you with this blessing. Blessings are always appropriate. And you are this. Not you have to make effort. Blessing means that which is blessed to you, comes to you easily, is bestowed onto you. It's not something that you have to work for. So I'm going to be quiet now for a few moments. Just absorb your blessing. Om Shanti. It only takes one candle, right, to light. So it just takes one candle to light everybody's light. And this is Baba. Right? Baba is the one light that always remains ignited no matter what. That's why he's God. Anybody doesn't have a candle? Okay. So, I'd like you to stand up again. And as your candle is lit, I'd like you to go and light somebody else's candle. Because this is what Baba has taught us. As your candle is lit, go and light somebody else's candle. And then I'd like you to walk with the light. And as you can see, it takes a lot of attention to make sure that the light doesn't blow out. So let me tell you the story of King Janak. King Janak was a very popular king. Everybody loved him a lot because he was a good king, very virtuous, generous, and his kingdom was run very well on morals. So when someone came and asked him, "How do you run your kingdom?" he would give them a light like this and tell them, "Okay, go and see my kingdom. But make sure that the light doesn't blow out." And so that's what they used to do. They used to go around the whole kingdom from morning till evening and come back. Then he would ask them, "So, did you like what you saw?" And they would say, "Oh, we didn't see anything." And he would say, "Why?" And they said, "Well, we were too busy making sure that the light didn't blow out." And this is what Baba tells us. That as you go about your day, make sure the light, the inner light, doesn't blow out. For the light to blow out, it means I've forgotten who I am. I've forgotten my purpose. I buy into the illusion, into the sorrow, into the pain. That means I forgot. I went back to sleep. I'm not awake. So just as it takes so much attention to guard the light so it doesn't blow out, in the same way I have to guard my inner light so that it doesn't blow out. How aware am I of the light, the soul? And the candle is a beautiful example because the light is lit because of the wax. If there's no wax, there is no light. And so the wax represents life, the drama of life, all the events, all the people that help me to shine my light. And so really, everything is good. Everything in life helps me. It's an opportunity for me to shine my light even brighter. If Maya comes, say, yes, come. I'm ready. You will allow me to shine my light even brighter. And Baba is the one light, the constant light, the light in my life. So that whenever I become dim, I can go to him to reignite my light. At least for us, there is always Baba. Who do others go to? They might come to you, or they might go to Maya. But Maya will always blow out their light. What does light mean? Light is lightness. Light is awake, enlightened, wise, knowledgeful. Light means light-hearted, easy, flexible. Light means bodiless. Light means settled all karmic accounts. So, okay, let's take these last few minutes to stand in front of someone and exchange really beautiful, loving drishti. And really wish the soul well on their journey. Wish them all the success. Have a big heart and share all your love. This is truly a very beautiful family that Baba has brought together of sincere souls, genuine souls on a genuine journey. And each one is a gem in Baba's showcase.
Each one has been carefully selected by Baba. Each one brings something to this family. Each one is invaluable. Can somebody take that outside? Each one is precious. Thank you, Baba. So normally, if it's night time, we would leave the candles burning, but I think we will just blow them out now, and you can give them to our angels. And as you leave here today, just leave in a total state of peace, bliss, contentment. That I heard of once in a life. Thank you, Om Shanti.